Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Did you ever wonder why Jesus said, "It's expedient that I go"? We would think that it would be expedient that Jesus would stay. Wouldn't it have been a wonderful situation if Christ could have continued on? And surely, being God, he is eternal and could have stayed on this earth indefinitely. And then we all could go and experience the Lord. We could all go and walk with him as the disciples did. And we could all go and ask questions and so on. But Jesus said, no, in fact, it's expedient that I go. And the reason that it was expedient that he would go is that he would send the Comforter. He would pray the Father, and the Father would send the Spirit. And I just love that picture of the Trinity working together, none prominent above another, but Jesus would ask the Father to send the Spirit to those whom he had redeemed by his blood. Now I want you to consider Romans chapter 8 here. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It is expedient that Jesus would go, because without the Spirit of God, we cannot fulfill the promise of this verse. We cannot have the Spirit of God as our guide. We cannot be listening to that still, small voice, yielding our hearts to the will of God. He can't conform us into the very image of Christ unless the Spirit of God has come and dwelt within us. And so, beloved, that is part of the essence of what salvation is all about, is that the Spirit, the Comforter, the Guide, the Director has come, and that we might yield to the will and to the heart of God and be conformed into the image of Christ. Unless we have given our hearts and given our lordship over to the will of God, these things won't happen. If we continue to say, oh, I am going to reign supreme, I am going to be in charge of my life, then, beloved, I don't believe that salvation has really come, because the purpose of God has not been fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you meet someone and they profess loudly to be a Christian, but they walk after the flesh, I encourage you to bring them to this verse and say, there is no condemnation to them who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What a blessed verse to consider this morning for our daily inspiration. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That old law that could not be fulfilled, and what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Beloved, there is no aspect, there is no component of the law which will make us righteous before God. There is nothing in the Old Testament, there is nothing contained therein which pleases God. That was merely given to us by God to show us of the desperate state of mankind prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood which was shed on Calvary's cross is for the remission of our sins. The Spirit of God which comes, and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Beloved, have you experienced that indwelling Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us and bring us to a higher law than the law of the Old Testament? If you're trying to live in some law of the Old Testament, if you're trying to live in some righteousness which is external, that isn't coming from your heart, then, beloved, you've missed the point here. Read Romans 8. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Consider that, beloved. Where is your mind? What is your heart's desire? When you mind, you know, we say to the children, now mind me. And that's what I think the expression we're using here, we mind the Spirit. Do you mind the Spirit? Does the Spirit give you direction in your life? Or does your flesh rule and control which way you go and which choices? If so, consider the next verse. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Consider that. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Beloved, that is the essence of salvation. We must have the Spirit of God giving us the direction to conform us into the image of Christ and to please and fulfill the will of God. And that's why Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go. It is way better. And consider that for a minute. Wouldn't it have been wonderful? Wouldn't it have been great? Consider all of the issues and quibbles that people have. We could have gone right to Jesus and said, now how do we resolve this, Master? And he would have told us some sort of a parable that we could have then taken and applied to our lives. But no, indeed, he said, that is not the will of God. It's not the will of God that there's any intellectual, that it's an intellectual thing, that it's getting doctrines just perfect, but rather it's the will of God that the Spirit of God would guide each believer, so that instead of there being one point in this world where we could turn to and say, what is the right thing to do? Rather, the entire church, every believer, is that living epistle known and read of men. So I just encourage you, be a living epistle this morning. Be yielded to the Holy Spirit. If you've not yielded your life so that God can give you direction, then now is the time to change. Now is the time to commit yourself and to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to give you direction and guide you. So God bless you this morning.